Because we have different worldviews, different ways of looking at the same situation, we have trouble communicating. This is especially true when we look at the important, fundamental questions of life. Depending on your beliefs, your worldview, your answer to what happens when we die will be different than your neighbor's. Often, when we cannot come up with a good answer to the arguments presented, we attack the person with whom we are speaking. Jesus was not immune to this debate strategy. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me." There was no greater insult the Jews could have given. Samaritans were hated, and a demon-possessed Samaritan was particularly to be avoided. Those were fighting words, but Jesus did not rise to take the bait. He simply pointed his accusers that they were not only dishonoring him, but the one who sent him, God the Father. Throughout this discussion, Jesus claimed to be sent from the Father. Throughout his ministry, Jesus made the claim, as St. John recorded, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Dishonoring the Father, dishonoring God, is not something taken lightly. Yet if one does not recognize God, it is easy to dishonor him, to speak ill of him, and to dismiss the message of his love. May our Lord grant that we honor him in all things, thus bringing honor to God our Father. Amen.